Clayton's busy high street, all dressed in red and blue. The city's famous black boy is there for all to view. He stood there by the roadside 100 years or so, reminding passing people of the days of long ago. He's held the reins of horses while their owners were away, and taken care of sulkies and local farmers' trays. Although the horse and sulky days will never come again, he stands with hand extended to take a rider's rein. He's watched man's steady progress through sad unseeing eyes, and seen a little country town into a city rise. If only he could speak to us of Maitland's early life, he'd tell of all the pleasures, the troubles and the strife. When drought was on the valley, he stood through searing heat, his painted shirt and trousers all crumbling round his feet. But when the drought had broken and the good times came in view, a coat of paint and there he stood, dressed up as good as new. He shared the people's heartaches that come with raging floods, and stood as waters raced on by, all stained with yellow mud. He's seen this happen many times throughout his 100 years, and joined the saddened people by shedding rusty tears. I don't reside in Maitland, so you'll ponder for a time just what it was that caused me to pen this little rhyme. I really can't explain it, it's oh so hard to do, but I love that little fellow every bit as much as you. I know he has no beating heart within his iron frame, and he's just a little statue that bears no given name. But treat him as you would a child, and not as something cast, and let him stand in memory of your town's historic past.